SEO, search engine optimization, is changing a lot in the next few years. I mean, starting with whenever ChatGPT came out, November 2022, like it's really changing how Google looks at it and how Bing looks at it. So though all the stuff that people use, the search engine, the SEO industry is very nervous right now, and they're very confused about what to do, because all the stuff they used to do to try to get Google to rank, it's like more and more people are just going to be looking at the AI result, ChatGPT, Bing Chat, Bard, Google Bard. But now Google is going to build in AI results right into Google. So when people search something, well, people have already been doing that with, Siri and Alexa, right? Like, hey, help me find this. But now fewer and fewer people are going to click on links. It's kind of sad for those of us who. However, George, is your SEO course completely defunct then? No, because the way I taught SEO was always a much more evergreen vision of it, which is always about not gaming the system, which always is changing. The system algorithm is always trying to frustrate the gamers of the system. And the SEO system is algorithms are always trying to reward the long-term thinkers like you and me. What does a long-term thinker do for SEO? It always asks, what do other humans want? Let me give that to them in a more organized and resonant way. And that's how I taught SEO to you in my SEO course. And that's how you'll continue doing SEO in the age of ChatGPTs and other things. Because when people search an AI asking about something, there is going to be the training data is going to say, oh, we know, George Cao has this thing that he talks about this. And they might not give a citation even to a link, but people will go, tell me more about George Cao or whatever. And actually, more and more of the chatbots are going to give citations because they realize this is much needed for just for research and for people to have confidence in the chatbot. So they're going to be able to click on links to things, including ChatGPT is going to have that very soon. So long story short, the question is, what do we do with SEO? What we do is continue studying what our ideal clients want. How do we know? We first of all ask them. And we notice in our sessions, what are they asking about? What are they hurting? Where are they hurting? Where are they seeking out? Let's create more content about that. And let's put it both on our website, of course, but also on social media. And what social media does, we should not let that go. You know why? Because social media is a constant focus group for us. It's a continual market research tool to say, I posted these, I work with my modality, can serve five different issues. It can help people with five different goals. And I'm going to create content on all five goals. And so let's say my life coaching helps someone with anxiety in conversation with their boss. Okay, I'm going to create content about anxiety with conversation with boss from different angles. And I'm going to notice on social media which ones get the most feedback, the most comments, and the most likes. That is, oh, wow, they want me to talk about in that way? Good. I'm going to expand on that in an article on my website. And that's going to be better for SEO than some kind of, fancy keyword research tool you're going to use. Why? Because people go, that's exactly what I didn't even know to search for that, but that's exactly what I needed. Okay. So now I'm not saying keyword research is no longer needed. It is still needed. And actually, AI chatbots can help you easily with keyword research now. Did you know this? Because you can say, I talk about anxiety with talking to the boss. And here's my article, dear ChatGPT. I'm going to paste in the article for you. And please tell me, what are some of the top keywords I should use to title this article? Yes, the ChatGPT or Bing Chat or Google Bard or whatever can say, based on all of our data, training data, people talk about it in this way. I know you want to talk about it in that way, but they're going to be more likely searching this way. Okay, good. Thank you so much. So much easier for keyword research now. So anyway, I hope this is helpful. Keep doing SEO, but think about it in terms of the long view, which is what are people really yearning for? Let's create it for that, and then use the chatbots or other keyword research tool, which will be increasingly AI generated keyword research tools to help you. So, oh, I need to meet them where they're at with this language. That's what keyword research is about. Meet them where they're at with this word that if I use that word, they're going to better understand what I'm talking about, or this phrase. Yeah. So I hope that helps. And I'll say one more thing. When you're getting the chatbot's help with SEO, you should also tell the chatbot, okay, this is the ideal audience that I'm trying to reach with this article. So first, let me describe them just very briefly. I want to reach these people, and I'm going to paste for you the article below. Can you please tell me, can you give me 10 titles that are SEO optimized for this audience about this topic? What are they most likely to search to find something like this? And I know SEO experts will argue with me that ChatGPT is probably not the best for keyword research because they're going to sell you on SEO tools. There will be more keyword research tools that are AI enabled that'll make it easier for us. But right now, ChatGPT is not too bad. And so you paste in the SEO audience, you paste in the article, they'll give you the titles. And then you can also say, all right, ChatGPT, can you please rewrite the first two paragraphs of my article, weaving in the keywords that I need. So like ChatGPT can do that. They'll do the rewriting for you, even of the entire article, but the entire article starts not to sound like your voice. So just you can have it rewrite the first two paragraphs and you don't even have to use it. You just like, go, okay, I'm understanding now what you're trying to do. And you could do it in your own voice, right? So I hope that helps.